happened also in it'd been sunk twice. Yeah. He also had been sunk in by the Japanese.
He should have bought a lottery ticket.
Yes,
he's a lucky guy. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Q. Mape Q, are you out there? Can you hear us? Are we coming across?
I'm out here, Jim. Hello, everybody out there.
Yeah, Q, we have Paul and Nathan here, and I'm here, Q. Okay, so where are you? You are out on a mission. I know it.
Well, actually, I am in Portland right now, so I'm near Gresham in Portland.
Oh, you should have come to the studio.
Have you ever heard of the name Rip Caswell, R-I-P Caswell, C-A-S-W-E-L-L?
Sounds familiar.
I know some Caswells, but I don't know a ripped Caswell.
Yeah. My fiance's maiden name is Caswell, so this is interesting.
Yeah, I'll give you another clue. Troutdale, Oregon.
Okay, we got to be careful not to give away private information here, but go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Not a very private person.
Okay.
He is a sculptor.
Oh.
And you want to guess what he gets to do? Well, actually, he's already done it.
Ooh.
He is making the memorial piece for Admiral Nimitz.
He is doing the man-sized sculpture of Admiral Nimitz.
Yeah, wow.
That's great.
That's great.
And his name is Chester W. Nimitz.
Okay.
Well, you know,
United States Navy. He was a fleet admiral of the United States Navy. He held the dual command of Commander-in-Chief, United States Pacific Fleet for U.S. Naval Forces, and Commander-in-Chief.
So, for what years did he do that, Q?
Pardon me?
What years did he hold that title?
Let me take a look and see if I can find out. He died in 1966. He was born in 1885.
Okay.
Ooh. Well, then he could have himself also fought in World War I as well. He might have. I would assume he had.
Yeah.
Because he would have been 20. He would have probably been out of West Point by then.
I think you're right.
In Annapolis, excuse me. God, the Navy people don't write in. I'm sorry for the slip. I don't want the hate. Hate mail.
It wasn't our show. It was Nathan.
No, it was my fault. I'm sorry. I made a slip. Not West Point.
The office of Chief of Naval Operations, and received his third gold, and that was on December 15th, 1947.
Okay.
So when did Roosevelt appoint him a commander-in-chief, basic chief of staff for the military? When was that, Q? He started around after Eisenhower then?
He was part of the Chief of the Navy's Bureau. I'm just kind of looking, skimming through here. Chief of the Navy's Bureau of Navigation in 1939. He served as Chief Naval Operations from 1945 until 1947.
Okay.
He was the United States' last surviving fleet admiral.
Okay.
Yes.
At a foundry past Boeing, in the Boeing, Oregon area.
Okay.
And I got to witness as the final piece for the statue, life-size statue, got poured, and that was the head.
Oh, wow.
I was perched watching all of this, the temperature was over 120 degrees. I was sweating.
Oh, I bet you were.
It's hot out already.
Oh, go ahead, Kim.
So, you know, that was pretty interesting. And this particular statue is going to go, guess where? Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a permanent fixture at the memorial out there.
Okay. Harbor, then.
There is a second one that's being put together. It's going to go to Texas, where there is a World War II museum. It's actually called the Pacific War Museum.
Oh. Well, I know that the Bushes had some hand in doing that because, of course, Big Daddy Bush served and landed off of aircraft carriers. So I know that that is also a good, wonderful thing that they have done for this country, is help support that effort.
Go ahead, Q.
Even though I'm not a Republican and don't like the Bushes, but I just want to say that's a nice thing they did for this country.
Yeah. Go ahead, Q.
Okay, I'm having trouble here with my net. Anyhow, I'm trying to bring it up here. Before the statue goes all the way to Hawaii, people here get to view it for a while.
That'll be nice.
There's going to be a ceremony on the 31st of July, and the statue's actually before that particular ceremony. It's going to be at a park in Troutdale for at least a week.
Okay.
For everybody to view before it heads out. And, you know, who knows how often people can make it to Hawaii to see it.
Okay.
I've been having hardware issues lately. So I've got new memory on order, so the computer's just constantly.
Well, everybody's been having email and computer issues and all of that, so you're not with the NSA issues,
it's frustrating because, you know, I work on computers and I know when it's trouble, and, you know, some of the trouble is just a matter of having money and buying new parts. Anyhow, that's going to be in Troutdale, and I believe the date was the 31st. Now, if you guys check in on my World War II War Heroes website, in a few days, I should have some pictures posted from the pouring today and some other pictures that I've shot of the initial clay statue.
The mock-up of it?
I don't even know everything that went down because there's a whole process of this. This sculpture is really good. Mm. You know, and I was looking at the statue today and most of it, and the detail is so great. This guy is good.
Mm. Does it look like that's going to be happening?
And, you know, I encourage folks to come out and see it.
That'll
be great.
Do you think it looks like how Admiral Nimitz looks?
Yeah, you know, I like the details, like in his shirt. Sounds strange, but I like the details. I like the way some of the shirts just kind of
is he in his out.
You know, it's a very natural looking. This does not look what we would call a posed vision of the Admiral. So, and along with the statue, though, I guess he likes to play horseshoes too, because a horseshoe form was. Today also, and there'll be a horseshoe that'll be sitting next to his base.
Oh, okay.
So the whole thing weighs at about 530 pounds.
Ooh.
As much as my motorcycle, okay.
Ooh.
So
you would have thought that the Admiral would have been heavier for a bronze statue.
Yeah,
I would have guessed 2,000 pounds.
Yeah, sir, I would have thought maybe 5,000 something.
Oh, man, you guys are really cranking up the weight.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen the reproductions from the original mold of the Thinker, and that thing was, you know, but that's a much bigger statue, but this is supposed to be a life-size statue and a life image of the Admiral, you would say, Q, or how would you describe it more specifically to the listeners?
Sorry, I'm having a little on. This is supposed to be a life. This is life size. I don't know how big the Admiral was.
Okay.
Maybe it's a little larger than him.
Uh-huh.
But if I were to when I stand up close to it, remove the base. Yeah, it's life size. So.
Oh wow! Well, that's great.
Wow.
So it's a very light. It's a very much of a likeness of the Admiral then.
That is correct. I've been looking at some pictures, and yes.
But what I find interesting is that in our own backyard, Boring, Oregon, there is a sculptor around us that is that talented that was chosen to do this work. I think that's fantastic
to know that.
The sculpture is from Troutdale.
Oh, from Troutdale, okay.
The foundry, or whatever it's called, is actually also owned by the same man, and that's located in Boring, Oregon.
Okay, all right. That's where I got the Boring part. Okay.
Yeah, is there some story as to why Oregon has been chosen, or how did it...
He's got a studio there that you can visit there on the main street in Troutdale. You can go in there. As a matter of fact, it's easy to recognize because outside of the studio, I think you see a bronze cowboy.
Yes.
And a big bronze, it's not a deer, it's that thing with the big white horns on it. One of those animals out there, so you can, you know, spot it. But when I walked in the first time on the 14th to look at the initial clay thing, I noticed a very familiar small replica of another statue that I've seen. And I think it was in Bend, and it was a memorial dedicated to a fallen hero out there.
Hmm.
And then I noticed that he's done some other ones for our heroes. So, you know, I guess the government that got whiff of his work, he's very passionate in what he does. So, and they got a whiff on it, and they commissioned him to do this.
Well, I know that there are, we've had a lot of fine artists. I know of one that is a famous sculptor as well that's come out of Oregon. And so we are on the map for this. And I knew a fellow that was an art broker that he also had some dealings with the foundry. And we, of course, have a lot of art glass here. So this is a common thing, and it's great that Oregon once again is on the on the vanguard of this, and this man has been honored with such a great tribute to those soldiers of World War II.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Q, next week coming up is the 4th of July, Independence Day weekend. Some thoughts looking ahead here.
Wow. You know, I'm not that far ahead yet.
Oh,
okay.
I've been.
We don't have any plans or a party.
Busy, so I don't know what exactly I'll be doing yet. We've lost another kid from the Northwest. And he is from Kennewick, Washington.
Oh, my family's from there. I have my uncle is one of the works for the city over there, and I have family in there. Oh, that's sad to hear.
Go ahead, Q.
So anyhow, my memory is just, my head's gone really bad. But anyhow, he's coming in on the 29th, last I heard, and his service is going to be on the 1st in Kennewick.
Mm-hmm. That's sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
okay. His name is Specialist Robert W. Ellis, ELLIS. His age is 21, Kennewick, Washington. So,
you know, I knew some Ellises from that area, and over in I said I knew some Ellises from that area and in Spokane. I hope it isn't a relative of these people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why we don't have more support out there for all our men and women, because it is truly a small world.
Yes. Well, I know some people that are Ellis's in that area and in Spokane, and, you know, so it could possibly be, and it worries me. And I haven't spoken to those guys in years. I just have lost contact, probably on Facebook, I think. I think they might be. On Facebook, but
it's a small world.
Yes, it is, especially in the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. You know, I've known this would be, if this is the case, this would be the second veteran that I've known had a connection to, and who have known that has died.
Paul, I'm sure you got a comment. Want to get in here? Anything?
Well, I think I agree with Q. I think we are kind of. Put out, we're like in proportionate to the people. We don't have maybe a personal tie with them, but the one tie that we all have with them is they're a fellow citizen of this country. And whenever any soldier is fallen in a line of duty, I think it's, I agree with Q, we should take it to heart more so and take pause in our day and be thankful for what we have and be thankful for men and women like those that are selfless that choose to be part of our armed forces. So I appreciate all that they do and all that they give. And I just wish I agree with Q. I think we need to take more time to honor these folks. And I'm just glad there's someone out there like Q that's taking upon himself to take these pictures, to, you know, be very involved with the families of the fallen and just do his piece of the puzzle. And I think we all could participate with a piece of the puzzle. And that's being a more honorable to the people that are fallen and just be more sovereign about it.
Go ahead, Q.
I argued with another TV station recently when I, okay, I got to clean this up, when I complained about them not talking about all the recent deaths that we've had in Afghanistan. It says, well, they're not from out here. I said, that doesn't matter because 99.999% of the soldiers that enlist to fight for this whole country, not just the state of Texas or New Jersey or California, but this whole country. And I think everybody should at least mention their names and say, look, this hero just gave their all for all of us, including Oregon, New Jersey, whatever.
Well, and I want to say something
I
want to say something even further.
All of us, including Oregon, New Jersey, whatever.
Well, and I want to say something I want to say something even further that in this country we have not really sacrificed for the war like they have in the past. You know, they did not. People felt the pinch in Vietnam a little bit. And mm-hmm. they certainly felt the pinch in World War II because there was rationing. And we don't have that. And right. why, if this is such a serious issue, which it is, puts our country in danger to bring that to a closure so that we have some stability there, we're in a situation where we all as a nation have to sacrifice to achieve that goal. And we're not feeling it like we used to. And that's not right. Because that means that we can just sit back and watch our reality television and stuff our face at whatever hamburger joint mm-hmm. we want and not have to be responsible for the fact that we have men and women out there that are giving their lives, and Q, thank goodness you're out there documenting that, have given their lives for this country so that we don't have a terrorist bomb on our thing, so we don't have 9/11 again, so that we don't hopefully the government stops conspiring with certain people, and hopefully they catch the people that have let off bombs here in Portland.
A sad fact that just was released by DOD recently was that we're losing at least one a day to suicide. And I sometimes wondered how many of the suicides are caused because nobody cares.
Bingo.
Mm, yeah. Q, just take one
minute. Especially our guys coming home, man.
Q, take
people one. People not caring. People not helping them. It's such
traumatic.
A waste of such a good resource in many cases.
You know, I have a friend that he was in Iraq, and he told me just the horrible things about it. And he's traumatized from that, but he's getting help, he's getting better, and he's doing well actually now. But you know what I mean? Like it was horrific for him. You know, he used to be a teacher, and then he's in Iraq having to fear that kids are going to kill him with a grenade, and so he can't be a teacher anymore because he's scared to death of these kids.
Oh, my.
You know,
my.
I mean, you know, that's not right.
Yeah. Q,
very real.
Q, go ahead.
No, it's very real and very prominent.
So, you know, what can I say? It's sad.
It's
pathetic in many cases.
Yes, tragic.
But you know, as 4th of July comes up now, I remember that's when we celebrate our freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody should crack out the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and a few other things and do some reading.
Yes, reading would be good.
Because I tell you what, I think a lot of people are laying back and letting this country be rolled over by someone else.
I think the president that's currently in office should do that this 4th of July, maybe. Maybe he should read the Constitution
well,
for
he's
once.
He's supposed to be a constitutional lawyer, and he certainly has not, in my opinion,
now,
is not behaved that way.
You say you use the Q word that's called lawyer. Okay? Lawyer is another word that starts with an L. So anyhow,
yes,
I wasn't going to get into that because that would just make me angry.
Yes,
on the radio.
Considering we get
I would just
funding.
Like people to think about what it means to be a free country, what our Constitution is all about, and don't let idiots redefine the Constitution for you. Read it yourself. See what it says. Don't get it reinterpreted by someone else. And fight for it.
Yeah.
Stand up. Support your troops. vote some people in that actually believe in this country, that aren't there to make a big buck and rip you over and sell you out to others.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, yes,
you know,
yes, yes.
Let's bring freedom back to this country. I'm serious, man. It's getting really sad.
I agree with you.
That's why I'm doing my my letter writing campaign. I'm going out. I'm collecting signatures. It's a demand letter from the government, similar to the resolution I passed at the Democratic Party, which is Article 9, Section 17 of the DNC Charter. Very similar to that. It's a little bit more extensive. So, but I agree. Everyone needs to start getting involved and not.
Perhaps, you know, the ones that say World War II or Korean War or whatever. You see one of those geezers out there, go up to them, say thank you for serving and thank you for helping to defend this country so we can, you know, celebrate the 4th of July.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, it isn't hard at all.
Q, say that again about reaching out to the veterans, the older ones. Say that again, please.
When you see one of those geezers out there, a lot of times you can tell, you know, wearing a World War II hat or even a Korean War hat, Vietnam hat, you name it. Go up to them. Tell them, thank you for serving. Thank you because of people like you, we can celebrate such a day as the 4th of July and freedom in this country. And it's really not that hard. And, hey, if you see them in a restaurant, you got a spare buck, buy them a coffee or buy them a meal.
Yep, exactly. Quietly. I agree.
And for any of the veterans that have returned, just be an ear and listen to them and show them a little warmth and sympathy just as a human being. Just
and respect.
And if you would like a recent reminder of the current cost of freedom, please visit IraqWarHeroes.org. And take a look at the names of young men and women that have given it all recently. I've currently got 6,897 names listed. Scroll down slowly. You will see that is a lot of people. That is a lot of families.
Yes,
that
it is.
That is a big price to pay. It may not be as many as in the past, but that shouldn't matter.
That doesn't matter, Q.
One too many.
That's right. It's one too many. I agree.
Q, hold that thought for 1 minute. The views and opinions on this show are those of the host, the guests, and the live callers. They do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Portland State University KPSU Radio or the participating sponsors. Q, some final thoughts here on that subject.
Hey, thank you for your show, and thank you for what you're doing for fathers and families out there.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for giving me some airtime on here. I'd like to thank all the service members out there and everybody else that helps keep this country a free country, an open country, and helps defend our Constitution.
Yeah, and Q, it'd be wonderful if you could be on our show ahead of Labor Day and touch veterans issues and employment issues and things we can do to welcome the veterans back.
You know, shoot me off an email. Yeah. That's the only way I get reminded because I forget almost everything.
Yeah. And thank you for all the work you are doing. Q does this at no charge. It's all a charitable act for him, all the work that he does to help the families of the fallen. Get that website out there again where people can
you can go to IraqWarHeroes.org or go to OurWarHeroes.org. As a matter of fact, I got a little link on the right side if you'd like to get one of my postcards mailed to you.
Uh-huh.
It's a very nice postcard.
Yes.
Just drop me a line with an address.
Yeah. Sounds good.
As long as I got some left, I'll send them out in the mail to you.
Q, thank you very much. IraqWarHeroes.org. All sorts of information opens up from that page. A final thought for Q here?
Well, I just want to thank him for the work he's doing to bring attention to this and to remind us that there are still people sacrificing for our freedom and that we need to move towards a more equitable and respectful, good society.
Mm-hmm.
And that we need to remember that that's what the Constitution it was to the pursuit of happiness for those purposes and for the general welfare according to the preamble of the Constitution.
Yeah.
So that which is the well-being of the nation, and that's where we should strive towards. So thank you for coming on the show, Q.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you, Q. You do a lot of good work. We appreciate it.
Q, thank you again. We'll keep in touch. Q Mape.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
You too.
Q Mape, Iraq. IraqWarHeroes.org. A final thought.
We had some controversial issues and discussions on the show today. My goodness, I'm sure I might have gotten myself into hot water myself, but hopefully. But those are my opinions.
I feel the history bears
it out.
Yeah, well, when you mentioned that naughty word, someone here was quick with the delete button. And fortunately or unfortunately, people.